A Laois woman who falsely claimed her dead father-in-law's pension for over 28 years has had her sentencing case adjourned until October. Portlaoise Circuit Court today heard that Margaret Bergen, with an address at Fairfield House in Mountrath, claimed John Bergen's pension after his death to the value of over €271,000. Judge Keenan Johnson said the matter was only uncovered after an amateur gerontologist carried out research in relation to a man in Mountrath recorded as 110 years of age. Our Midlands correspondent Gail Conway is with us. Gail, tell us more about how this case came about.
Well, Gavin, as you mentioned, Margaret Bergen was charged with theft and larceny in relation to fraudulently claiming her dead father-in-law's pension for 28 and a half years after his death. And that was to the value of €271,046.28. So this researcher, an amateur gerontologist, was looking for a 110-year-old man living in Mountrath, and he was surprised he never heard from him. His suspicion was aroused that it might be pension fraud. So he contacted Áras an Uachtaráin to inquire about records, as they keep a register of everyone who reaches 100. They also issue centenary coins to people who reach 100 and every subsequent year that they are alive. So the Áras staff contacted the Department of Social Protection. The local welfare office began an investigation and made efforts to visit Mr. Bergen after a death notice couldn't be found. And there was a Garda investigation, a search of her house, and she was later arrested and charged.
So Gail, what happened in court today?
So in court today, they heard that Margaret Bergen deliberately attempted to dissuade welfare officers from carrying out an inspection. It heard when they did visit, they were introduced to a man in his bed who had his shoes on, with Miss Bergen claiming he was deaf and confused. The court heard the welfare official said the man in the bed was much younger than Mr. Bergen and bore no resemblance to him, and that they were satisfied with what they encountered. It also heard that after the visit, one of the welfare officers visited a grave and found Mr. Bergen's grave for him and his late wife. So giving evidence, Garda Peter Crosby told the court they confirmed the grave and searched the house. They found a bag with silver centenary coins, a presidential cheque for €2,540 and on post receipts for the state pension, as well as mass and memorial cards. He said when they arrested Miss Bergen, she didn't deny it and admitted she had signed the documents to claim the pension. She also admitted it was her husband that was in the bed and cooperated fully with Garda. The court also heard the president's cheque had never been cashed. It heard Miss Bergen had been her father-in-law's sole carer before he died and had been the authorised agent to withdraw John Bergen's pension and had continued to do so after his death. Mr. Bergen's defence put it to Garda that she cooperated fully, but she had dug herself a hole she couldn't get out of and maintained her husband knew nothing about what she had done. He told the court Miss Bergen took the money when she shouldn't have and doesn't know why, and she didn't need the money but it helped. He said she had €35,000 available for restitution for this matter, and he requested the judge consider a probation report citing poor health.
What did the judge say?
So Judge Keenan Johnson said that a huge sum of money was stolen from the taxpayer over a period of time, and the revalue now is considerably more and likely to be in the value of upwards of €400,000. He said the case was farcical and there has to be restitution, adding she must come back with a better offer than €35,000. To send a 73-year-old lady to jail is not something I take lightly, he said, but added it is a huge sum of money. He said Mr. Bergen's death didn't seem to be registered, and subsequent to his death, Ms. Bergen kept drawing his social welfare, adding it seemed to be premeditated and calculated. He said a clear and conscious effort was made to conceal his death at a massive loss to the state. He said €35,000 is not enough and he would adjourn for a proper restitution to be raised. He also said it would take a lot of convincing that a custodial sentence shouldn't be imposed given the level of deception, but he would take into account that she had no previous convictions. Judge Johnson ordered Miss Bergen pay £35,000 by the 21st of June and adjourned the case until the 29th of October for sentencing.
Gail, thank you. That's our Midlands correspondent Gail Conway in Portlaoise.